Harness Racing tonight returns to Hobart with a 7-event program. We kick off the card with a rating 46 to 48 race at 5:45, where trainer Adrian Duggan plays a strong hand, and he joins us on From the Stables now. How are you going, Adrian?
Yeah, good, thanks, Dunk. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Let's see if you can get the night off on a winning note in Hobart tonight. You've got three chances. Sacramento Sun's the first runner we'll have a chat about. He comes up with barrier number two, like many horses tonight, first up off a break, and does have one trial under his belt.
Yeah, his trial was okay too, Dunk, against older horses. And his last run before that break that we had to have was full of merit at Launceston, where he ran third. So happy enough with the way he's come back up and drawn good. Gareth on, he should be too far away.
Major Seascape is the horse that you will take the reins on. He was placed at Carrick two starts ago and was third in a recent trial, but the barrier draw hasn't been too kind.
No, he's normally got good gauge speed too, Dunk, but we'll have to go back from there where I tried going forward from out deep on him last start. It didn't work out, so we'll take him back off the gate tonight and drive him like he was driven at Carrick that time when he ran third, and he hit the line okay that day, so yeah, we'll be looking for him to do that.
Forever Owls is yet to win on the Hobart track, but was placed there going back three starts ago, and I note you haven't gave his six-year-old mare a trial of late.
No, she's... She's a little mare that goes good fresh, so it should suit her and holds her fitness really well. Therefore, we didn't trial her. She does enough at home, sort of gets a bit keen in her work and works pretty solid most of the time. So, she hasn't won at Hobart. She all but won there, like you say, three starts ago, but just missed. But, she'll need a bit of luck from back there, but seems very well within herself.
When the fields were released, Ricky Duggan came out on all three of those horses. Should punters follow his lead by sticking with Forever Else?
No, he didn't get the choice, Dunk. I put him there, and he just has to go with that. So, the punters shouldn't follow him in on this occasion anyway.
Let's head over to race number two. One runner engaged here in Mr. Eagle. Again, the barrier draw hasn't been too kind outside of the front row over the sprint trip, but he comes into this race off a third place in last start behind Capitale. I think there might have only been four horses in that race, but that's a handy form line for a race like this, and I think he was placed in a recent trial as well.
Yeah, Capitale made the form of ride, didn't it? He's been racing really good before we had a break, but he's took a little while to come to hand. He's always been nice enough sort of going horse, but the penny just didn't drop with him, and those last few runs sort of suggested that he was coming to it, you know. But the draw hasn't been kind, so he's another one that'll have to go back from there and hope for a bit of luck. But I'm sure, you know, a run or two into this prep, he'd probably be winning, I'd imagine.
Over to race three, Letitia Midfrew is the runner you've got engaged here. Again, another horse that's bumped into Capitale in recent starts and finished fifth in a trial on June 1, but it's probably fair to say the first two place getters in that trial got into it pretty well.
Yeah, they sure did, and they skipped along pretty good in that trial. We wasn't ready to go that hard, hence the reason she got beat a fair way, and Ricky didn't knock her about, but... She's just honest little filly. There's not much of her, but she tries hard. She's only won the one race, but yeah, she'll be winning, you know, somewhere. But she's no starter.
Over to race five, Tisha Later comes up with barrier three on the second row here. He's won the three races in Hobart. He's won seven overall and was placed in a recent trial on both June 8 and June 1.
Yeah, both trials have been really good. He's a sit sprinter, as you know, but he'll go back from there and get into the running line there somewhere and hopefully follow something up. Gareth or one of the others off the back line might get going, but his two trials have been good. He's come through those really well, so he's sort of one of those horses that's never far away if he gets the right trip. hopefully we get over these poor draws within the first meeting or two, Doug, and we might draw a barrier. So happy enough with him, but he'll follow something into the race and hopefully he finishes off okay.
Yeah, and we flick over to the last race, Adrian, which is for the Trotters. You put the polish on All the Way May here. No trial this preparation, but this will be an interesting race to see the Trotters back from the standing starts to all on the front row in a mobile.
Yeah, and she's nowhere near her go, don't they? There's just a few of them that are much better than her from the mobile conditions. But so if they don't start programming stand and start trots, well then we'll probably have to pull the pin on her. But honest enough, mare, she nine times out of ten she trots pretty good. It's just that armchair drive went good, Gold Crusher goes good, and Son of Lindenny, you know, those horses are just much better than her, and she doesn't get in good off the mobile conditions.
Yeah, I think Son of Lindenny's 21 points higher rated than you and draws inside you. But anyway, that's how it's fallen. Adrian, best of luck with your runners in Hobart tonight. But before I let you go, who do you reckon your best winning chance is?
Tough, Dunk. Probably Sacramento Sun or Tigulator, I'd say. But, I'd be just going each way. They'll need a bit of luck.
It'll be interesting to see how many of these horses go first up from a break. Adrian, thanks for your time and best of luck.
Thanks very much, Dan.